Stop 11, New England Wildlife. Drumlin Farm is home to a collection of native New England wildlife that allows visitors to get an up-close view of a variety of bird and mammal species. The animals that live at Drumlin Farm are orphaned or have injuries that prevent them from being able to survive on their own in the wild. Please be respectful of their need for a peaceful environment by walking and talking quietly in this area. Bird Hill is home to our collection of tree-dwelling wildlife. Just off the road, you will find our first exhibit enclosure, which, depending on the time of year, may include a turkey vulture, wild turkey, crow, or other bird. They are often quite vocal animals. Listen to their calls and the rustling movements they make among the leaves. Have you ever met one of these creatures out in the woods near your home or a nearby park? The exhibits on Bird Hill change depending on which animals are currently in need of our care, but typically include many birds of prey, hawks, falcons, or owls. We also are thrilled to have one tree-climbing mammal on Bird Hill, a fisher. After this point, the path along Bird Hill has steep sections with heavy roots underfoot and can be slippery when wet. If you choose to continue on the rougher trail past all of the bird exhibits, you can return to the next spot on the audio tour by taking a right at the end of the Bird Hill path and walking behind the Farm Life Center to pick up the tour at Drumlin Underground. If you choose to remain on the accessible trail, you can continue on the main road. Drumlin Underground is a great place for an up-close visit with some of New England's resident mammals. The animals have glass-walled burrows inside the lower level of the building. Try to see them there as they rest, if they are not outside. This underground area is not ADA accessible, but is another optional side trip. There are log benches nearby to sit and enjoy the setting above ground. The cottontail is the common rabbit of Massachusetts, identifiable by its classic fluffy white tail. As herbivores, they have an entirely plant-based diet, consisting mostly of tender stems. Our cottontail can be quite shy, and are also very good at camouflage. If you don't notice her right away, try looking into the enclosure from the side to see if she is hiding near the log at the front of her cage. Do you smell a skunk nearby? Surprise! It's actually coming from the fox exhibit. Foxes have musk glands that give off a distinctive, sharp odor, but unlike skunks, they cannot spray their scent long distance. Our two foxes are both members of the red fox species, but differ in a surprising way. Only one of them is red. The larger male fox actually has black and gray fur, a coloring known as silver fox, which was very prized in the days of the fashion fur trade. The female has the traditional reddish-brown color, and both have that instant identifier of the red fox, a white tip of the tail. We sometimes find tracks outside these cages made by wild red foxes visiting the foxes of Drumlin Farm, likely drawn by their scent. Listen now and imagine hearing their calls back and forth on a dark night.